Voice Radio. Believe it.
Ooh, hey, yeah. Can't get this rhythm out of my brain. Something in the music sweet, driving me insane.
You listen to Care Voice Radio incoming. This is a very special edition of Virtually Yours, direct live from CaribVoiceRadio.org.
Ha, I can't get this.
The entertainment station.
Freedom out of my mind. From me head to feet, running through my waistline. This soca, oh, we're not stopping over.
Yeah.
We're taking over. This soca, oh, we're not stopping over. We're taking over. Give me the rhythm, bump it. Vibes are bumping.
This is the season. It is Independence Day in Barbados and, well, I'm sorry, Independence Month, rather. This is November again, I'm telling you, and we are on lockdown in the island of Barbados, across the world, across the country. But what we did last weekend, virtually yours in Charleston for the 350th commemorative conversation is a powerful statement for what Barbados and the rest of the world means as it relates to Barbados' transition into the United States. And we talked about Geechee people. We talked about the history and the heritage partially of America, the creation, the sustainability, all these different pieces and features that matter. So you have every right to be very excited and take this opportunity to take the time to reflect on what your value looks like in the changing environment for COVID, etc. I'm going to talk a little bit about you. Talk about this session and where you can go and listen to 12 hours of pure conversation, music, entertainment featuring Kirk Brown and some other very special people who made up the conversation. A special reach out to all of those participants. Don't have your name right now in front of me, but we're going to talk more about that coming up the rest of this month.
Freedom bumping.
reaching out to all the folks in St. George, Barbados regarding the entrepreneur program you're going to be having in the Glebeland. It makes me very excited and I want to participate somehow. Please reach out to me. My WhatsApp is, because I've reached out to you and I know time is of the essence. My WhatsApp is 347-215-1704 and you can reach me here at caribvoiceradio@yahoo.com. We don't need people to tell us who we are. We know who we are, and it's time for us to take this time while you're in lockdown and edutain yourself. Bring the music, learn the history, understand your value in the changing environment that we're going through in general. But today, I reach out specifically to my home island of Barbados. I can't believe that this is Men's Day. I'm telling you. You know, I'm a man, so I guess I gotta say something, maybe. But you don't need anyone to tell you who you are if you know you're a man. And if you're a man, we're gonna take a little bit of look at that from a perspective that I have. And again, as a good friend told me, you cannot really talk about your perspective on behalf of someone else. But I'm going to draw some conclusions from perpetual behaviors that I've seen over time. Let's see if they add up. And does the conversation add up? Are we spontaneous? Do we need authority? I'm going to play this song by Lil Rick as a St. George man today, because I'm a St. George man and I'm hearing about entrepreneurship and so on. And I'm going to just infuse this conversation for the next 30 minutes with everything that I can bring to the table related to who we are, what we are doing. And it doesn't matter how you get where you're going. It matters that you step out and step up and be your own top writer and give yourself the authority and power that you know you need as a citizen of Barbados and as a global citizen. So you have to begin looking at what the infusion looks like for you living on a small island that people call paradise. And it's beautiful. I've lived there until I was about 21 almost. And those were some years that I will never give up. You know what it means to be able to have fresh fruit every day just by picking it off a tree? Yes, people, that's what I did. Sucking sugar cane, planting lettuce, tomatoes, yams, potatoes, edibles, all of those things that you know that you have to be able to do in terms of protecting your value, your right to do what you know you need to do. And this is where it all comes from, because we are one of the smallest freestanding islands in the Caribbean, and we were sweet from the beginning, starting with the planting, the full throttle planting of sugar. And that's why I'm encouraging you this evening to go on our website at Carib Voice Radio and take a listen, watch, see what took place under the compliments of South Carolina State University, University of West Indies, Global Village Book Publishing, and also, more importantly, the pioneering spirit, Rhoda Green, for the Charleston Barbados Heritage Foundation. Very important information, very important to know, and begin looking at how you can address that organization as a value inside of your space. It's very, very vital, because that information coming out of the foundation pays you for understanding your value, your role, your heritage, and your inheritance. It's very important that you understand that you're more than you see right now. You're more valuable than you think. You're a larger, stronger, faster, more important commodity than you may even think beyond sugar. And the cascading effect of the music brings the edutainment conversation into what we are doing. This is one of the reasons I play music from artists that send me their music and say, please, promote my song. Let me get some traction for this. And it's a value. Everything can't be about money. It has to be more about community turning into money than anything else, in my totally humble but accurate opinion. And of course, I'm not always right about everything. Very excited about that aspect of life too. But when we start talking about Barbados, we have to take a global view. We have to look at the pioneers that left the island. That left the island and really created value aspirations for economic sustainability, not just for themselves, but to really represent the reality of what our culture means in a greater society. And what does that mean? Dr. Keith Beard, for example, pioneering spirit behind Pioneering Man and his family, beyond what you know in terms of the conversation about what African American and black looks like. What was the trigger? Why did he do it? Why did he work so hard to make sure that we were not called Negroes? Huh? Also, looking at further afield at so many of the other pioneers in terms of black history, black lives, and that conversation that matter beyond the whole spectrum of what you understand in terms of what that conversation is that's happening. So keep us on the lock as we move forward. Share more. And as you learn more, share more. Do more to help empower the people around you. And the more you learn, the more you can offer. I'm going to share some more information on that website right here in Carib Voice Radio that you can visit as soon as I come back after this one tune that I'm bringing forward. Because it doesn't matter how you get there, whether you ride a car, a bus, a truck. And this is a Barbadian artist that I met, I interviewed several years ago. She didn't necessarily like the song, she said, but you know what? It is infused into the mind and spirit of a lot of people when we played it. And people are actually enjoying this thing. All right. I want to give a quick shout out to all of my people in St. George. And I'm not saying this to say that I don't think of all the other 10 parishes because I'm a St. George man. All right. Keep it going. Song instead of COVID, or at least one of them. You still got the formula and the value of being present in real time while you're in lockdown. You've got the formula for that, Kirk Brown. He was also part of the entertainment. That link I'm going to give you right now quickly so you can go check it out. That is carribvoiceradio.org/eebarbados.html. All you have to do is log on to our website, go and it will bring you right into the Carolina Barbados Connect. Research at the University of South Carolina. I'm letting you know right now, this is a powerful 12-hour. And the Institute was privileged to have us, and we that to really bring the Institute of African American Research, so IAAR. And when you hear that, you understand that Dr. Keith Beard was one of the pioneers behind the naming of African American or Black as part of what we now talk about when you say I'm African American or Black. The research, the history behind it, and the Carolina Barbados Connection Symposium, that is what that you can start a conversation, bring the music, bring the edutainment into the room for what your heritage and culture looks like as a practice. And we've got the formula. Stick around.
Shake up the thing for me. Shake up the thing for me. Girl, you got the formula. The formula. Girl, you got the formula. The formula. I can see why you're popular. Stir the elixir. Take two pics for your Instagram. We a perfect shape and figure. No other girl could take your man. Them can't whine like you, like you. Them can't walk like you, like you. Them can't fuck like you. And you know it's true. Girl, you get the formula. The formula. Girl, you got the formula.
Well, yeah, I think I had an emotional moment earlier.
The formula. I can see why you're popular.
That's part of the process. And I want to salute all of the ladies this month of independence. There's a huge conversation going on in community about the worth of women, and I'm going to tell you shit, from my perspective, best thing ever created on the planet, women. Now, there's a conversation about who's better and who's not, and today's Men's Day, but I always want to shout out women because women created children alongside men who provide the seed for that episode to become a reality. So what was a dream became a reality, and Barbados being who it is historically and who it is now as a nation has been quite a very sincere and serious part of that conversation. And a lot of it we had nothing to do with in terms of what we wanted or didn't want, because we were a slave plantation, a slave country, enslaved by bad behavior of other people. And right now we're taking things to the next level. And I hope to see that we take things to another level as a unified front. Meaning we're going to seek to remove those episode events that take place. Hate, greed, envy, anxiety, professional stupidity that I keep talking about. I don't like to repeat myself, but I find myself asking this question. Why do we treat each other so poorly? And it's also invitation. If I'm on a project with you and you are claiming ownership on your own as part of a project, it's a problem. You have to take a second look. Does that collective matter? It does. Because when your time comes and you're asked to stand up and push the button for success, you should be thinking about how you can have vibes up for other people. Blessings so that everyone can go home or be a part of the community and say yes as a collective. If we are unwilling to do that, then we are just talking a lot of junk. And I know. I don't need to say this. I don't want to say this, but it's part of the conversation for what I'm sharing right here inside of Virtually Yours. And when I started again, I will repeat it because I think it matters. For many of you out there, including the men, if you have an idea for a project, and I'm talking to you men in Barbados specifically right now, I'm going to share some of my decision-making behaviors and talk a little bit about how you need to or should consider, rather, because people tell me, I tell people what they should and shouldn't do. And I'm not really looking to do that. I'm looking at taking a second look at how poorly I've been treated growing up as a Barbadian man and translating what I understood to be my most valuable asset in the community. Me. Yes, I am the most important asset, and so are you. So are you. And I want to share with you how my resilience works. Because I think we're getting lost in what you're being told you are, how you should think, how you should feel. And I'm going to begin this conversation as men speak today. And it's not going to be long, but I'm going to open some doors for your consideration. Because when I was growing up, I was born mute. And I discovered why that happened. But as I grew up, I was laughed at in community because I couldn't speak. I stuttered just like one of the most famous actors you know, James Earl Jones. And he went ahead to become Darth Vader, one of the most powerful voices in community media and entertainment. And as I grew up and I learned to disavow what I've been told about not being good, or you're just like your father, and all of those negative connotations that not just happened to me, but as I moved through community conversations for the last 40 years, it has become more stressful to listen to other people saying, I was told I would not be any good. I was told I would go nowhere and nothing great would happen to me. And guess what? I flushed it after a minute because it just did not make sense to me. To live in such a beautiful island, to have such beautiful beaches, to live the paradise life, as people would say, and you want to treat somebody poorly, it's crazy. So mindset matters for you men. You need to take a second look at what you're being told and what you are accepting as a man. That's what I had to do. Aubrey Padmore had to do that and stand behind it for the last 40 or 50 years. And beyond that, because I'm 57, and I know we have a problem telling people our age, but I'm 57 going on 23 because I like 23 because it becomes the number 5, which is very important in terms of what God gave us grace. So I'm letting you know that I have been through a lot and you have been through a lot. I'm no better than you. It's just the decisions that I made to become relentless at what I needed, wanted. And I had to tell people, you need to get out of my way. Lead, follow, or get out of my way. It's in my book. And many of you also heard him because you have not been given your kudos for the good things that you have done. You relegated everyone else, and everyone else have relegated you to being told that you're no good. And whose mother you were born from, and who's your family, and where you live on the island. I'm a St. George man, and I'm very proud of it. I went to St. George Secondary, and I was very proud of it. I was one of the first students at St. George Secondary. And I didn't get treated well from them after I left school either. Going to school, I had to be good to myself because I recognized what I wanted. I got into the Boy Scouts, every civic organization I could touch base with, and it worked out for me. And I believe that this is one of the things that need to be done again on the island of Barbados. Putting men back into scout uniforms, and don't put them into categories of being a certain type of man because they are in that organization. It has worked for me being a Boy Scout. It worked for me moving here and taking those 10 things that I was taught and Boy Scouting. So you have to really look around your community to see what you're being told and what you understand. To this day, I still subscribe to being constant, aspire, and achieving. And that's what my school logo was, or that kind of thing. And the school song was also a part of the eloquent value that allowed me to say, heck no, I'm not taking this and I'm not taking that. Because even going to school at St. George Secondary, they said you're not the best. And I know many of the students living here now in the United States are the best at what they do in their field of endeavor. And sometimes the phone ring and they pick it up and it's 20 or 30 years later. And they say, Aubrey, I see what you're doing on radio. Man, it's great. When can I come on? What are you up to? And I'm happy to hear from them because one of the best things that we have as Barbadians is the ability to still be caring about each other if we don't see each other for 20 or 30 years. All we have to do, in my opinion, as I have experienced it, is hear the accent and right there I feel at home. I did it every time in Brooklyn when I was working and somebody came in the courthouse. I didn't know them personally, but if I heard the accent, I said, Matt Bajan, how you doing? What's up? What's going on? Because customer care, when you walked in the courthouse, was directing them to the right place to go to solve your problems. And I will admit I had some negative progressions in that moment too, but hey, it's important. I turned what I'm telling you into a workshop. It's called the Elevate Entrepreneur Workshop. Seminar, it's a boot camp actually. And it's not for everyone. But I'm not going to go on and on because I set myself for a time. And I wanted to stay within the parameters of that time. And I may come back with a part two because we're not done with November yet. We are now into the 19th of November. And I don't want to timestamp this, but this is the 19th. And I've set goals to realize what I want to achieve from the first of every month to the 21st day of every month, because I knew I could learn, do, think, act, and achieve within a 21-day period every single month for 12 months in the year, for 52 weeks in the year. And that is important. That is vital that you understand this stuff. So if you want to learn more about the Elevate Entrepreneur Workshop, there are trainers on the ground in Barbados that can help you right now, that graduated the course, that are doing entrepreneur stuff. And the good old days are here and now. You may, as a person, if you're 30 and above, you may think that what you're hearing is new. It's not new. It's been remodeled into a different conversation. You have to learn how to volunteer into your own space. Recognize that what people are telling you, if you disagree with with what they're telling you, fervently disagree through action, not anger. Fervently disagree through action. Be proactive. Your grandmother, your mother, people who used to tell you, boy, do something constructive with yourself. Turns out, without them even knowing, as an experiential part of learning, that's actually a construct. And I went to the college that teaches it. Earned a bachelor's and a master's. I taught there for 7 years. Took things supersonic to the next level. And while you're under consideration, take a chapter out of going to the page I mentioned. CarbVoiceReader.com/EEBarbados.html. And it's 12 hours of engagement. I thought part two was the most delicious part with Mr. Green talking about how to observe your value and volunteer into your own space. Of course, he said more than that, but I will not bring that to the conversation at this moment. But I'm hoping that this symphony of the symposium continues as a dialogue in our community. Listen to hear the guy that went from mute to speaker, to pioneering broadcast speaker, author, coach, trainer, development specialist. That's what I want you to take a look at. You can do what I did. You can continue to do what I did. And I'll tell you something. In community, we hear a lot of conversations about who did you right and who did you wrong. I've never met anyone from another group of people that have treated me more poorly than some of the people that I come from. And it's a natural part of what happens, but this should give you the drive to say, no, I'm not accepting that. If there's no accusatory statement, there's no need for a response. You have to learn that. You have to understand, what does that mean? Why are we hurting each other? Because an accusatory statement was issued, and we translated what was told about us or to ourselves from other people, and we did the poor intake that created even more poor behavior. It's not about being cursed. It's about how you understand where you come from, where you need to go. What does that history and conversation looks like? How do you respond, not react? How do you respond to that history and conversation? And the church has a very important role to play in the reconstruction of this community as we see it. You got to get off the jargon wagon and start looking at procreative ways of understanding the history of God and man and what role you are playing in that in this time. What was the conversation like? And I'm going to suggest, because many of you don't know, grab the Gullah Geechee Bible. We're going to put a link to it on our website if you get permissions or have permissions. And read it or not, because we need to read it. We need to learn. We need to learn fast. We need to translate who we are in terms of our spirituality, because we are spiritual beings. And the proof of life that you can use to say that is true is technology itself. If I'm with you on WhatsApp and you can see my face and I can talk to you, have you never wondered how that is even possible? In terms of the practicality of light, bending light, and all this kind of different things, some of the things that I learned in scouting about the pinhole camera and all of that stuff. I'm going to leave that for the technology people that are no more tech than me to talk about that. And please, if you like this show, like, share, and download it if it's possible. And take the workshop. Start considering the benefit of taking the workshop. I know a lot of people say, well, you're just trying to make money. Forget all that crap. If I was trying to do that, I would have gone a different direction. But everyone in the community must be able to eat. So if I'm going to make an offer, it has to be a value that represents you and me. So there's no stealing. There's no need for an accusatory statement. And like the Prime Minister said in the video that some folks sent me and said, Aubrey, you need to watch this video. And initially, I took a few minutes and then I watched it and I said, there it is. Sustainability. Emancipating yourself from mental slavery to understand your role and your value and what you may consider a capitalist society and what the core of your value aspirations inside of that moment look like. How do you manage the chaos around you? It's not leaving anytime soon. It hasn't left in over 300, 400 years. And before that, But right or wrong is not determined by what you do. The motive is the big picture. And that's why I'm grateful to have been working in the court system, because when you go into court, I learned over time, because I spent about 16 years there. It's not about what happens in your community. It's about what you can prove when you get to court. So don't get in with all the emotion and so on. It's very important that we start to take a second look at how we're thinking, who's making decisions for us as a people, how are we making decisions for ourselves. And I'll tell you, I didn't make all the right decisions. I messed up enough to have to create a problem that I need to solve and solve as soon as I can in some area of my life. So don't be worried about messing up, because you're going to mess up. If you step out in the street, if you don't walk, you're not going to encounter the journey of what messing up looks like, because you haven't traveled. So you have to study to show yourself approved, so you can take a step in authenticating yourself from mental slavery, man. And this is not just for men, but this is, I'm doing this and I'm pointing a finger, in a sense, at men for this conversation. And what is being marketed to you? When I was teaching marketing in college, students say to me, I said, has anybody ever participated in marketing before? And they said, no, that's why we're in your class. So I took it down to bricks and mortar and nuts and bolts. And I started talking about, have you ever reached out to someone and created a conversation for the purpose of having a date with someone, whether it's man or woman? And by the time I was finished, the students were like, hey, I never looked at it that way, but that is so true. And now we can start looking at what messaging looks like, what is being marketed to us, and learn to survey and develop your own opinion or idea based on taking theory, migrating into practice, and looking at the sequence of behaviors that represent that model. This is what I'm saying. If you think it, talk it, start walking it. Don't wait for someone to start it for you. Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. If you're up on social media, ask yourself, why am I here? Do I really need this? How does it serve my interest, my venture? And then when you figure that out and you're looking at what the market share is going to look like in your nuts and bolts of your niche market requirement as a human being, who do you want in your life? What is their role? What is your role in their life? I created a model where I took everybody on my phone and started a WhatsApp group with them to have conversations. And as I reflect on what I did and why I did it, it gives me enough data to understand, does that person need to be on my phone? Because if you haven't called me in 3 years, I need to put you on a piece of paper. And I'm not being rude. Less is more in terms of your focus. So what is the way forward for sustainability? You have many people in your life. They're your caravan. What is their value, really, in your space? Some people are going to get mad that I'm saying this, but if I sit, when I couldn't speak and I sat in the window, they called me dummy. That was my name in community. Hey, isn't dummy your brother? Yes. No one knew I was Aubrey except for the people who hung out with me. And then my grandmother came along and offered me another name, Joelle. And I said, well, Gran, why did you give me that name? And she said, because I believe in the future, you'll be able to handle just about anything that's sent to you. And I felt really honored, but also I felt scared and fearful, because who wants to be able to handle anything? As a matter of fact, who wants to have to go through any kind of strife to get to where they need to go? Who wants that? No one. But that sometimes that's the price of believing. That's the price of acquiring. Well, I think that we've come to the end of our show. I went overboard a little bit, but I'm happy I did. And I hope that you can take this show, and don't forget to follow up and follow through. And you can always contact me at aubryspeaks@gmail.com. That's aubryspeaks@gmail.com. Call me only if you are serious about solving a problem related to what your idea is. Call me only if you have a friend that is interested, that you want to point in the direction. And then I will point you in the direction of someone who has taken this course and are doing very well with what they're doing in their area of expertise, as you would say. But remember, tough times never last, only tough people do. So right now we are in an environment that's COVID, and it's pushing you into having conversations with people with words that you have never heard about. You virtually yours, what the heck does that mean? It means that you as a capital-based, human-based, carbon-based product or service provider or person, you can impact the world without leaving your house. That's your distancing. You can create and carve out opportunity matrix for you to survive any insurrection that is pointed in your direction. And I'm proud to be a part of that process. Now, as I close out, I want you to know, because I have purpose in my life, I'm able to sustain more mentally. And I want for you to get up and look at what your purpose is now. I know many of you, as the statistics suggest, are in homes with people that you don't like. They don't like you. Divorce is rampant. My friend Annan is trying to solve a problem. David Carr voice with suicide epidemic and so on. But we all have our role to play. And keep in mind that when things get tough, you must be doing something right. That's what I learned. But it kind of goes in waves like the ocean. And that's why I love being from Barbados, because I have so many reference points to understand my value in a changing environment. So much historic understanding of beauty, transparency. And when the love was not available in my life, I created the love that I needed to carry me. And the first thing that I learned once I announced that my value was of a greater benefit than what I was told is when my system began to energize itself. Because it believed me. I believed in it. And it started there. And then I sought out other people who taught like I did. And it worked out to a certain degree. For some of the people who saw me being resilient, and you need to be careful. When people see you doing good and well-doing, they always want to know, how can he do that and I'm not feeling that way? But there's a caution to it. Because some people, from my recollection and understanding even now, when they see you doing well, they try to cast dispersions on your brand, your name, your value, aspirations as you grow. Your wife may even leave you. Your girlfriend may even leave you. Boyfriend, whatever. There are a lot of things that you have to go back to step one. These are the 10 things I shared with you almost. But the most important one is when you discover you as the most valuable resource towards your own success, and you understand that you are the one that matters. And if you can't figure that out, if you have a really great friend that you can call and ask them, hey, Vic, I'm having a problem, man. You know, I'm feeling really down and out. I know Vic will tell me, Arby, what's wrong with you, man? How many years have you been one of the most mindset matters performance coaches? Yeah, I have my days. I have my pity parties. I get excited about them because I'm only going to give them 20 good minutes. I just don't know any better. But we master the opportunity that is presented. But it takes time. It takes effort. It takes practice. It's very important. And as I reflect back on the conversation that's happening again, go up on Care Voice Radio and click on the link I shared. Take your time. Cook some food. Get some wine or whatever it is that you drink. Watch. Learn. You can even watch the whole 12 hours the same way we performed for the 12 hours in terms of what we were talking about, in terms of being authentic with the conversation. Take the break when the group takes the break. Have lunch, dinner, whatever. Call a friend, tell a friend, share. So many people have already said we did not know this was Barbados. We started out with sugar because the growth spurt for the agriculture represented sugar can be done. And when they got to Charleston, they wanted to try the sugar. It just didn't work out. Just the environment for agriculture didn't match. They're from rice. And that's how you got Carolina rice. So I connect the dots, and that's what I try to do more and more and more and more as the truth reveals itself over time. And like I said, why do I do it? Because if somebody taught you something for 50 years, the time that they taught you that doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. What means is that you have to still do the research to see if that truth prevails. Because look at this disorientation that's going on in community right now. How can you manage that as a value? What is your truth? What is the truth behind the truth? Who orchestrated the language in the conversation? Whose story are you listening to? Who are you learning from culturally? Just because one man has an experience and write a book does not mean that that's going to be your experience. But like I always say, there's only so much truth in the universe. And if you come up and roll up on that truth and it becomes a value for you, then by all means, let it soar in your life. Let it soar in your space. Benefit someone else. Make sure that you continually do it because both parties are benefiting. And I always tell people, be careful who you want to destroy. Because when you destroy someone that doesn't need to be destroyed, and really you shouldn't try to destroy anyone, but this is where your process becomes impotent for life. Because the person that you treat poorly may have been the person that you need the most to give you that perpetual life that you seek. As I close out this first segment in Virtually Yours, the St. George man speaks. Men speak. Stick around. We're going to come off and close up with a little Rick.
Boy, hey, yeah, I don't need authority. No, no, no way.
You be listening to Car Voice Radio, the edutainment station.
It's anybody but the and bunker on the double. Ain't looking for no trouble. No way, yeah. That little Johnny Walker, I on it like a stalker. Feeling good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
We're out of here. The Edutainment Station.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe.